What happened when giving is not in your sowing? The Spirit of God said to me, you in 2 Corinthians 8, we're going to read, texting. Everybody know what that is, right? Most of the time, it's not from your heart. It's just taking care of business.
That's right.
You didn't get it. I had to read it over. You're not getting it.
That's right.
You're not written. I'm comparing giving being in your sowing to texting.
That's right.
Texting, most of the time, is not from your heart. It's just taking care of business. Sowing can't be that way. Sowing can't be because the Bible says for you to do it.
Uh-huh.
Sowing has to have I'm ahead of myself a little bit, a given anointing in it.
Yes, sir.
Write that down, given anointing. Write that down, text that. Write that down, text that to somebody. A given anointing. All right. Now, in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 1, listen very carefully, because these people were not just sore. We're going to find out to really be a sore, you got to first give your soul yourself.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
And the only way that's going to happen is you having a given anointing. Mm-hmm. All right. It says in the first verse, moreover, brethren, we do you a witness of the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia. So there's a grace that you must have. It's a favor. Giving is a favor from God to me.
Yes, sir.
We're going to be a morning boy. Yes, giving is a favor God gave to me.
Yes, sir.
It's a grace.
It's a grace. Yes, sir.
It's a grace. You can't do it. You can't do it on your own, you see. And so how that in great trials of affliction. Now, many, listen to me, in your finances is not straight yet. They're not straight now. But if you hear what the Lord is saying, what happened when giving is in your sowing? Now, I say it different at times. What happened when you know how to impart giving into your sowing and then impact your sowing with a given anointing? See, because I know you thought giving and sowing were the same thing. They're not. I'll straighten it out. I'll get it for you. He that in a great trial of affliction, how that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy, see that's joy, and their deep poverty, in poverty, abound, put joy and poverty together. Abounded in the riches of their liberality. There's really no liberality in sowing.
Yes, sir.
See, sowing don't have a personality, but giving do. Giving carries you. Sowing, if you don't watch it, is trying to make a deal.
Yes, sir.
And your heart not in it, and you're not concerned about God's work or God's will, you're just trying to make an exchange. And he knows it.
Yes, sir.
And at that point, he cannot give you the exchange. Your sowing is not going to function right because it's too dangerous. See?
Yes, sir.
Your sowing can't bring you to the level you want to go because you don't have your heart in it. You're not giving cheerfully. We'll get down into those voices and gracefully. Let me try to read some scriptures, man. For their power, verse 3, to their power, I bear record, yet beyond their power, they were willing of themselves, praying us with much entreaty that we would receive the gift and take upon us the fellowship of the ministering to the saints. Notice, receive the what? Gift. All right, underline that. Received the gift. They were sowing, but their sowing, in their sowing, it was impregnated with giving.
Yes, sir.
Even if I don't get nothing back, I'm going to give it anyway.
Right.
Yes, sir.
But I did it. I did it in my early years, but the Lord talked to me this morning. I tried to keep a record on what I gave. But I'm not going to do that. I'll never do that again in my life.
Yes, sir.
Because you don't have to keep record on God. You know, he keep his word.
Yes, sir.
And you can't call him on a carpet nowhere.
That's right.
He sees something you don't see. That's why he didn't come back like he should. Hallelujah. All right, now. Praying, verse 4, with us in much entreaty that we would receive the gift. I want you to see that. Take on us the fellowship of the ministering to the saints. And this they did, not as we hoped, but first, now here's a giving again. Verse 5. Gave their own selves to the Lord. Wait a minute now. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. And unto us by the will of God. They gave themselves to the Lord and those who was over them by the will of God. Insomuch that we desire, verse 6, insomuch that we desire Titus, that as he begun, so he would also finish in you the same grace also. Now notice verse 7. Therefore, as you abound in everything, in faith and utterance and knowledge and in diligence and in your love to us, see that you abound in this grace also. And you're talking about the grace of giving, but I'm saying that giving has to be within your sowing. Now, I'm going to give you some scriptures as I go down. I won't go to all of them. I think I should read another scripture. Well, I'll read it when I get there. It's my second point. You might make note of Luke chapter 12, verse 30 through 34. I may read it and may not. The rich farmer in Luke 12 sold only to get a return and left God out. Wait a minute now, wait a minute, listen. See, he sold only to get a return and left God out. Failure.
Yes, sir.
God won't let you have it until you're ready for it because it's going to produce failure. Money become your master. If you're not properly trained, you won't keep on sowing. The farmer, sowing without giving, sowing without love, is like this farmer. You mess around, get out of debt, and get debt free, you're going to forget about God. You're going to leave God out. Oh, you say, no, I'm not. You've never been there.
That's right.
You've never been there. You've never been with overflowing finances. You don't know what you're going to do. You might tell somebody, drop dead, get out of my face. See? If your soul is not trained properly.
Yes, sir.
Turn to 2 Corinthians, you're there. Go to the ninth chapter. Let me make a statement to you. Grace and covenant must be in your sowing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
By giving, not just to get. Grace and covenant must be in your sowing. By giving, not just to get.
Yes, sir.
2 Corinthians 9, verse 5. Therefore, I thought it's necessary to exhort the brethren that they would go before unto you and make up beforehand your bounty, whereof you have noticed before that the same might be ready as a matter of bounty and not as covetousness. Now that's an aspect of covetousness in giving if you don't have your giving right. You don't have the love in your heart. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly. That's the plan, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
And he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. I mean, you don't need to go back to school to understand that. And verse 7, every man according as he purposeth in his heart. You see that?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. So let him what?
Give.
So let him give. Now he's talking about sowing.
Yes, sir.
So let him give. Not grudgingly of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. So if the love of God, the grace of God, The goodness of God, the gratitude for what God have done for you is not in your giving. You're going to give grudgingly.
Yes, sir.
Yes, see, sir. See, see. God want a cheerful giver. Yeah. God want a cheerful soul.
Yes.
But the giving has to be in your sowing.
Yes, sir.
I give it whether I get anything back or not. I just love God.
Yep, yep.
See, you can't deal with God on a business deal.
Right.
You're dealing with God on a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah. You see, harvest is really not interest. Interest is a world to him. Harvest is the love of God being poured back on you,
yes.
So you can do more and have more. You understand? You understand the difference?
Yes, sir.
Are you really understanding me? Huh? Huh?
Yes.
Yeah. Interest can never keep up with harvest. You will never, no worldly institution gonna give you back more than God is.
Yes, sir.
All right. Let me try to get there. I'm trying to get there, Lord. Help me. Help me. Every man according to verse 7, as he purpose in his heart, so let him give not grudgingly, of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. Now, verse 7, if you're not a giver and you're trying to be a sower, you're uptight about it. You're sometimes mad about it because you don't know what's happened to you, but you got wounds in your soul.
That's right.
That are building your soul about giving and receiving because you've been trying to get it so long. 15, 20, 25 years and you don't have it yet. And it seems like you're not going to get it. Unless you let somebody minister to you and receive it as a word from God. All right?
Yeah.
All right? All right. So grace and covenant must be in your sowing by giving not just to get. Those two men who are on their way, I had to use it. I saw love. I saw cheerfulness. I saw sweatlessness. I saw ease in their giving.
Yes, sir.
Because they wasn't sowing just to get. All right, turn to John 3:16 if you don't believe me. God sold Jesus through the giving anointing.
Yes, sir.
For God so loved the world. See, God sold Jesus. Yeah, you know he sold Jesus. Thank God he sold Jesus. If he didn't sold Jesus, we wouldn't be here this morning. I don't care how many scriptures you know. If God didn't sold Jesus, you wouldn't be here this morning. You wouldn't be on your way to heaven. If God didn't sold Jesus, you couldn't keep your healing.
Yes, sir.
You couldn't keep your joy.
Yes,
he sold him. That's why he said, for God so loved the world.
Yes,
see, God, God did, God, he gave him. He sold him, but he gave him. His giving was in giving Jesus to us, or sowing Jesus into us, or giving Jesus to us. God sold Jesus through the giving anointing.
Yes,
so, Mount Gilead, Word of Life Christian Center, and every other church, you're going to have to yield to a sowing anointing. Let me, before I give you some more of these points, let me ask you a few questions. Is there such a thing as fake sowing? Fake sowing. You're really not sowing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
All right, secondly, are you sowing just to get without giving in your soul?
Come on.
Question 3. How much love do you put in your seeds?
Yes,
see? See, this is a powerful question.
Yes, sir.
But all the time it's working on you. It's readjusting you because you come here to hear, right? You come here to hear. So the Holy Ghost is my partner. Now he's working on something.
Yes, sir.
He's about to put you in a new dimension of sowing.
Yes,
a new dimension of giving. A new dimension of receiving. Just listen and don't fight it. Don't fight it. Don't even, what happened when giving is not in your sowing. It don't even sound right. You see, but it's a deeper level. It's a deeper government that God wants us in, because we're going to have our money.
Yes, sir.
All right? All right. Then I asked the question, are you ready to go to another level of sowing that will set you financially free on purpose? Another level of sowing, another level. See, because that cheerful giving, you know, we're finally getting to Luke 6:38. That cheerful giving, it got to be in your sowing. See, the Bible says he ministers seed to the soil. There's a certain way you got to sow.
Yes,
there's a certain attitude, a certain gratitude. Everybody think about the altitude, but you got to have a certain attitude to sow right. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
The money is really not the sowing. The sower is doing the sowing.
Yes, sir.
Another question, and I'll go to my principles in a few moments. Will you permit the Holy Spirit to deposit love and given in your sowing and fully release the seed into God's grace? Listen to me now. Will you permit the Holy Spirit to deposit love and given in your sowing and fully release the seed into God's grace? Take a walk, son. Now do you understand the statement? God loveth a cheerful giver.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, two more questions, then I'm going to go to principle. Are you fully excited about the God-given privilege to have God as your only source by seed time and harvest? Are you fully excited about the God-given privilege to have God as your only source by seed time and harvest?
Yes, sir.
Can you really sow without the thought of giving to God and his work? See. A lot of time people they're not on target, you see. My sowing, yeah, let's go back again now. We went to John 3:16, for God so loved the world, God sowed Jesus. All right, now let's go to the next one. My sowing must be wrapped in love that it will be wearing a given anointing. Now go to Luke 6:38 now. Luke 6:38 need to tie in, you see. It never been tied in. The Spirit of God woke me up this morning. They've never been tied in, so therefore there's a gap between sowing and Luke 6:38. But Luke 6:38 is a sowing verse,
yes,
but it's not just sowing.
Right, yes, sir.
Give and it shall be given to you. All right, where that? Good measure. Pressed down, shaken together, running over. Shall men give in your bosom. By the same measure you meet, it shall be given unto you. Luke 6:38. See, that's what should be happening with the seed.
Yes, sir.
The seed has that anointing in it. But my attitude, my gratitude, when I'm given, has more to do with than what I give. The amount I give.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that attitude gonna move you from giving stations and to receiving station.
Yes,
but that attitude, you got to be excited about it. You got to be. Don't go to God like you go to a bank.
Mm-hmm.
See, when you go to a bank, you strictly going by the interest they give you, and don't go to God like that. Mm-hmm. See, you can go to a bank with no love.
Yes, sir. Right.
Matter of fact, you go to a bank with a demand.
Yeah.
Because you know how much you put in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some of y'all ain't asking me. Y'all go to the bank anytime? So there's Luke 6:38. Now, today, Luke 6:38 goes into your sowing.
Yes, sir.
Now, someone said, it's already in mine. Show me your money then. Mm-hmm. Show me the money. That was a movie. Show me the money then. Yep. See, I'm not in here for that. I'm not in here for your little scripture discussion. I want you to listen to the Holy Spirit. He going to say something besides stronger than what I'm saying, but you got to pay attention. God trying to get you somewhere. Nobody confessed Luke 6:38 in manifestation. Good measure. It's said by mouth, but it need to happen by manifestation.
Yes,
nobody really, my cup run is over. You know what your cup run is over mean? You got a lot to help somebody else.
Yes, sir.
And for to pile it up.
Right.
Never let getting overrule giving in your seed. For then you're not a real sower. Never let getting. Come on now, come on, my Gilead, come on. You're at a certain level. Watch your bishop. He's going somewhere. Don't get all clogged up because he keep riding up. He's going to keep riding. Word of Life had to take that. I just kept riding. I'm still riding. And my members had to just find out that apostle, pastor doing something. And I'm going to keep my eyes on him. I'm going with him. I'm getting that little crowd, that little shoo-shoo crowd. Leave that little shoo-shoo crowd alone and let them be dropped off at the next level.
Yes, sir. Shoo.
Never let getting overrule giving in your seed. So you say you love a cheerful giver, right?
Yes, sir.
For then you are not a real soul. Turn to Luke chapter 12. Luke 12. I got the scripture turned off the screen, so you got to use your Bible. Because this is beyond technology. Thank God for technology. It wouldn't be good, but it's beyond it. That's why I'm not here by no tape. I'm here. I'm really here right now, my Gilly. There ain't no tape. I'm here. Luke 12, I want you to see a verse. Verse 32. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. What happened when giving is not in your sowing? Giving is the good pleasure of God. Giving is a good pleasure of God. Giving move God. God is a giver.
Yes.
Jesus is a giver. The Holy Spirit is a giver. That's why they never have no shortages.
Yes, sir.
You see, you got it from your heart. See, that seed got to come from your heart. It has to be in your soul. That when that man laid that $87,000 in my feet, he more happy than I was. He just happy. And then when he came in a double six button double breast suit, tailor made, and he said, I didn't want to present this seed not dressed properly.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
My. All right. Turn to Matthew 26, because I'm going to locate these people who will stop you from sowing. Matthew chapter 26. Thank you, Lord. When you have love given and sowing as a trinity, you will be unstoppable by no force. Watch over the Trinity. When you have love, giving, and sowing as a Trinity, you will be unstoppable by no force.
Yes, sir.
This girl's going to teach us a lesson here. The church didn't have it. They got upset. They said, what purpose is this ways? This girl give cheerfully. She didn't took a drop, or she didn't put some on her hand and anoint Jesus. The girl poured it out.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes people out of the street know more than we up in the church. Oh, girl or man come in, they just got saved, and you just trying to figure out what you get. You say, I'm going to give it all. Shoot, just give it. See, people out in the street said, give all these poor boys a drink. Give everybody a drink. It's on me.
Yes, sir.
I mean, he might have 9 bills, but he just give it all, just spend it all. I remember because I've been out there with him. Set it up. Give everybody a drink. When you love, when you have love, giving, and sowing as a Trinity, you never heard that before. Shut up, you're lying. You will be unstoppable by no force. I'm about to cut to their show. Take your finances somewhere where they can't be stopped no more.
Yes, sir.
Your debt cancellation can't be stopped.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
Your dream can't be stopped. God will fulfill you. When you fulfill God's dream, God will fulfill your dream.
Yes, sir.
God is a dreamer.
Yes, he is.
Look how the church is, and my wife always used this text. It said, one text I'm going to get there, when Jesus understood how ignorant they were, that they were following him all this time and didn't even know what the woman was doing, they worried about the poor. The poor you going to have with you always, because the poor is just like, I hope those three guys, now listen to them three guys working, they're not, that's the first they could think. That big old house over there for sale. I'll be on there on my knees and say, Lord, you want me to have it? But you got to have a certain consciousness for it. See?
Yes, sir.
That's
right. Yes, sir.
All right. The sixth verse, 26th chapter. Are you still here?
Yes, sir.
Give me three hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah, because when you're pondering like this, when the Spirit of God wake a man of God up and say, no, you're not going to teach what you want to teach. I want you to teach this. And something I never heard before. I never understood it in this facet. But I believe some people are stuck trying to be sowers, and they don't have giving in it.
Yes, sir.
Other words, you see, giving is the thing that caused you to release the seed.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
Wow. Now watch this. Watch this, because what we're based on here, watch what this girl do in the sixth verse. Now when Jesus was in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, there came unto him a woman having an alabaster box of very, what? Precious. Underline that. Precious ornament. And it wasn't too precious to pour, though. And poured it on his head as he sat at meat. Now, see, in my Bible, I underline the word. Underline precious. Underline poured. But when the disciples saw it, they had... Now, verse 8. This is sad. But when the disciples saw it, they had... Look. Indignation. What indignation mean? They were upset, huh?
Yes,
and look what they say. To what purpose is this waste? You see, they don't understand. It's not a waste. But if you're not a soul, you don't understand. What purpose is this waste? I underline purpose because they dumb and don't know what purpose is. What purpose is. For this ointment might have been sold for much and given to the poor. When Jesus understood it, it took a time for the Lord to understand this, for these men to be around me this long. And, you know, I've had experience like this. I've had men around me. And when I understood, it took me a while to understand it. It took me a while to understand how dumb can you be? You see everything flowing around you and you still playing the same old game. Oh, my. When Jesus understood their stupidity, mm-hmm. The girl was trying to teach them a lesson. Oh, ho, 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 ho. The girl was trying to show them how to do it.
Yes, sir.
The girl was their friend to get them out of the stuck so they won't have to go make a deal with the enemy like Judas did.
Uh-huh.
What he made a deal for? Money. and he's right there. If he learned the lesson, he wouldn't have had to go sell the Lord.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Money.
Money, yes, sir.
So Jesus, when Jesus understood, it took a while for Jesus to understand. Verse 10 said, when Jesus understood it, he said unto them, why trouble you the woman? For she hath wrought a good work unto me. Why you want trouble a sower? Why you want to get upset with a sower? When a sower sowing.
Yeah.
It's the same thing right here.
Yeah.
When Jesus understood it. And then the 11th verse said, for you have the poor always with you, because the poor won't learn the lesson. But me you have not always. For in that she have poured this ointment on my body, she did it for my burial. And look what he said. I wrote a note for you. A seed so full of love, Jesus called it a memorial seed. So in love, and Jesus will never forget it. Watch it. Verse 13. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever this gospel shall be preached in the whole world, thou shall also this that this woman have done be told for a memorial of her. Powerful seed, man. Powerful seed. You never know when you might be sowing a memorial seed, a seed that Jesus can't get off his mind. The giving of yourself, the giving of thanks must be wrapped in your seed. Then you are a sower. Now let's look at Philippians chapter 4, and I'll be there for a moment. Philippians chapter 4. Now I know it's different, but we're on a different level now.
Yes, sir.
And so that's something that the Holy Spirit want to reveal to us. I'm not worried about what religious folks say. You just saw them in that text, the disciple. You just saw them. They don't even know what's going on. It's God going to another level, man. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So you know, anybody who won't judge it and talk crazy, you know, they say, look, what talking about giving and sowing, it's the same thing. No, stupid, it's not. Shut up. You don't know what you're talking about. I'm trying to get you somewhere.
Yes, sir. Yes,
listen to me. Listen to what I'm saying. This is apostolic. This is from God. You got to have a certain attitude when you give. You can't treat God like an insurance company or like a bank or something. You got to know he's your father.
That's right.
Yes. And he give you instruction for a reason.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, he's your father. So let's go. In Philippians 4, I'm going to begin reading at the 15th verse, but let me give you a statement. Giving and receiving always travel together. Giving and receiving always travel together. Don't forget that. Giving and receiving. Love and giving take the head out of sowing. You mean them that's hating some? Yes. Some people sow hatefully.
Yes, sir.
Take the fake and fear out of sowing. So we're taking hate out, we're taking fake out, we're taking fear out with love. You can't sow feeling you being taken. For sowing must operate in the revelation of how the kingdom of God operate. We get it over, and I'm going to read the scripture and we'll close.
Yes,
love and giving take the hate out of sowing. Take the fake and fear out of sowing. Those three got to get out. Hate, fake, and fear.
Yes, sir.
You can't sow believing you're being taken. Oh, I heard the Spirit go, Yeah, you're being taken. You're being taken to another level.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying? Yes, uh-huh. Yeah, you see? A full court press, I didn't play ball a lot, but a full court press mean when the other person get the ball, we're not waiting on halfway. We down there when he get the ball and we got our hand up. This is a full court press here.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah, full court press, man.
Yes, sir.
You're so precious, children.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you're so precious in the eyesight of God. You're precious in my eyesight. I want you to have it. I want you to learn the right way. Don't try to augur your way out of this. Just wait till the Holy Spirit finished ministering it to you.
Yes, sir.
All right? Yes, love and giving, take the hate out of sowing. Take the faith and fear out of sowing. You can't sow believing you are being taken. For sowing must operate in the revelation of how the kingdom of God operates. If you're not a soul, you're not operating in the kingdom. If you're not sowing freely, that giving is powerful, man. Here we have my closing text to correlate with the text I opened with in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, 1 through 7, here in Philippians. Here are some people giving again. But it's so powerful because it's going to bring you. See, sowers who sowing properly understand supply and source.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
Yeah, supply and source. So real sowers understand who is their supply and who is their source. And this is what this voice is telling about. But if you don't sow, you're not. If you don't sow with some of the principles that I've been teaching this morning, you're not gonna get nothing back.
Right.
Because see, you curses yourself.
Yes, sir.
With your attitude, lack of gratitude, disrespect. You're not gonna get it back.
Yes, sir.
You mess it up yourself. Because you're playing a game. My Gideon, I want him to know what level the bishop on now, because I know this church had to go through the same thing. I mean, everything paid for, bishop gone. That's for you, that's for your example. That's for you to get happy. If bishop can go, you got to start dancing. Go ahead and start dancing. If bishop can go, I can go too. Good God Almighty. He paving the way for you.
Yes, sir.
Glory to God. That's why during this pandemic, I've had no calls from my members crying.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
How are we going to make it? Because I said, let's meet somewhere because I won't slap you. Because you know how I taught you how you're going to make it.
Yes, sir.
Don't let the news media become more powerful than his word.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Didn't I tell you not God going to take care of you? The angels watching over you?
Yep.
I haven't had a call. And my members been given like just like out their mind.
Yes,
just
sir.
Giving. They come here. They got to find somebody to give to.
Glory to God. Yes, sir.
Partners too. Partners the same way. Just giving. Left and right. I got a letter from a lady. Had this letter in here, no. What's it put in the front? Let me check. I hope I got this letter. Where's Chantel at? I guess I need to read it right now. It's a soul. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Y'all just wait. I got to find it. Or go get it from me or something. That letter from that lady, my partner, who wrote and told me what the last money cometh meeting did for her. I must have misplaced it. Let me get it. All right, y'all bring it to me and I'll read it at the end. We're in Philippians chapter 4, right?
Yes, sir.
And y'all here? Y'all still here?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now notice this in the 15th verse. Now you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church, what the next word is?
Communicated
with me as concerning what?
Giving and receiving.
But ye only. For even in Thessalonica, you sent once and again, the apostle talking to him now, unto my necessity. Not because, verse 17, you see verse 17? Not because I desire a gift, but I desire a fruit that may, wait a minute, that may abound in your what?
Account.
In your account. Notice what the apostle said in verse 18. But I have all and abound, I'm full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well pleasing to God. Then he says now, verse 19, but my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Here's my letter. Let me read this letter to you. I think it bespeak. And she sent $2,600. Dear Apostle, I'm not going to call your name, darling, because I don't call people name without their permission. Thank you for another, she's listening. And she's been a partner a long time.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for another unbelievable Money Comics conference. She's talking about the last one we had, all right? I'm jumping for joy to be able to bounce back to God's original plan. See, something in the teaching got to bounce back. I'm honored to be imparted and anointed with the fulfillment of Money Coming. It is a pleasure to sow this $2,600 to you, Apostle, for 26 years of teaching on the prophetic Money Coming. Oh, that's what she did. She sold the $2,600 because I talked about the 26 years. Thank you for the wonderful 3 sessions that changed my life. God bless you, Apostle. There's a sister from around the world. They do it from around the world. I have partners from around the world. And you can send the letters in. I read all those letters myself. So if you got one you want to send in, go ahead and send it in. And I'll finally get around to it. Now, pay close attention to this. I'm closing now. What happened when giving is not in your sowing? So what my aim this morning is that you put giving in your sowing.
Yes, sir.
Put love in your sowing. Recognize the goodness of God. Have gratitude. The greatness of God. The glory of God. Glory represents God's wealth and prosperity also. And so I've seen so many people trying to get there. But I believe if you pay close attention to this and start letting the Holy Spirit impart to you some of the things I said, you're well on your way. You're well on your way. I got to put my book marker back in, my Bible marker, and I mark with $100 bills. Y'all stop marking with them dollar bills.
Yes, sir.
Hold $100 every now and then. And don't be traveling with no money in your pocket on them credit cards. Put some cash money in your pocket so you can feel cash and you have cash on your mind. Don't let them people take your mind with them cards. I don't care if you got money in there. Get the money out and put it in your pocket.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Y'all ain't clap. Can't tell when they get by.